This is another episode of the Blossom Podcast, your number one source for everything bariatric surgery, from pre-op to post-op. Registered dietitian Alex Conception gives you real, raw tips and motivation through your journey. This is the Blossom Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Blossom Podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about fruit. So what's the big deal? This is a topic that I get such mixed responses with. Half respond with, duh, let's move on, fruit is no good. And the other half respond with eyes wide open like, what? No fruit? Why? So first things first, I don't like to demonize fruit. I don't like to demonize carbohydrates. They do have their merits. They are good for you. But it took a certain relationship with food to get you through the doors of a bariatric clinic. I am trying to disrupt that relationship with food, create a foundation for long-term success, and maximize the potential of the sleeve in the time period that is most valuable. Okay, the first 6 months is the most valuable. This is when you are going to get the most out of the sleeve. So I am an advocate for balance, and there is a way to balance. The problem is that you didn't get to where you were because you know how to balance, okay? Just like anything in life that you learn, it takes steps. It takes building a foundation. You crawl before you can walk. You learn the alphabet before you can read. In this case, we are retraining your approach to food, okay? The first 6 months are the most restrictive time of the sleeve. Example, prior to surgery, okay, you can eat till you're full and then finish the plate. Okay, after surgery, you can eat till you're full and the next bite would mean extreme pain or vomiting. This is where your sleeve, this tool, is very helpful. Okay, you are physically restricted and you don't have the hunger hormone. It is a choice. The simplest outline we provide is protein and veggies. Protein and non-starchy veggies. That's it. When you stick to protein and veggies, the sleeve will take care of the rest. Of course, protein first. And this is because everyone is different. On day X, for example, after your surgery, one person can tolerate 10 bites, whereas another can only tolerate 2. So when you're consuming whole foods and low volume, you want to prioritize the protein to sustain your metabolism and prevent muscle breakdown for energy because the calories are very low, okay? If salads become a staple down the line, if you dive into the lettuce, you will be full before you have an opportunity to get protein from the chicken, eggs, tuna, whatever the protein may be in that salad. That's the scenario we are trying to prevent because we did not approach food this way in the past. Again, we need to retrain our approach. So with that premise, if you choose fruit, you will get primarily sugar. So after 6 months, several things will change though. Things get easier. Swelling will come down. Pain will come down and your ability to test your limits will increase. But also, you would have dropped a bunch of weight. You would have said no to the food you love at least 1,000 times. You would have created a new routine, a new norm, a foundation for long-term success. Okay, so introducing these foods, then it would be a lot less of a risk because you don't want to jeopardize everything you work so hard for. Adding rice, potatoes, fruit, perfectly fine as long as you prioritize protein and non-starchy veggies. Eat the steak and broccoli first and then add the starch and then add the potatoes and then add the fruit. You will be too full from the protein and veggies to have a negative impact. And that's the balance that we're looking for. Okay, like I said, I don't like to demonize these foods. It's just that this is very much a mental game as it is a physical game. And I just want to get you there first. Also, I'm telling you this because I don't want to create an eating disorder that will have you guys demonizing something like an apple. It is not poison. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to make you gain 100 pounds. Okay. Now I do understand that we are human. okay? And we will have moments of weakness. And this procedure is not going to change your relationship with food overnight or the day after the surgery. But you are obviously motivated enough to get this tool. That's going to take you far. And the tool itself is going to take you even farther, but you will still have moments of weakness. And when that happens, just remember the rule: protein, non-starchy veggies, and then starch. Then get it back under control tomorrow. Okay. Everything is okay. You did not mess it up. You're not jeopardizing. We are just retraining and unraveling a lifetime of old habits. Okay. Now, if the cravings are really strong, I do have a tip for managing fruit cravings. Chop up your favorite fruits, okay, very small, and freeze them. When you get an urge to grab one and put it in your mouth, it takes time to melt down. It takes a few minutes and you will kill that craving. It prevents you from snacking on it, but it will hook you up with that sweet nectar. Okay, and you'll be able to kill that craving, but it's okay. Like I said, balance is the key, but we need to reframe your approach to food. We need to get you there and maximize the potential of the sleeve. Okay, so basically, that is why we don't want you to have fruit in the beginning. Okay, again, it is reframing your approach and maximizing the potential of the sleeve. But that's it. I hope you guys got some value from that. And I will see you guys in the next. Peace.
This was another episode of the Blossom Podcast. For more motivation and future episodes with Alex, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any life-changing moments.